Welcome back to the I'm Doing Fine podcast. This is our final episode of the year. I'm Lexi Medford and I use they, them pronouns.
I'm Katie Bryant. I use she, her pronouns.
I'm also Katie. I also use she, her pronouns.
I'm Emma Penny. I use she, her pronouns.
And we have some really exciting news. We are introducing our two new peer eds for the next school year. So I
Yay!
know, so exciting. Can we hear a little bit from you guys?
Yeah, my name is Jacob Gregg. I am a sophomore here at Grand Valley. I use he, him pronouns. I'm studying allied health science, pre-PA, and psychology.
Yay.
A little bit more about me. I like to travel, listen to music, and just like practicing self-care techniques. So that is a little bit about me, and I am excited to join as a peer ed.
Yeah.
Hello everyone. This is Usha Pedapalli and I'm doing my master's in health informatics. And a little bit about myself. I like traveling and I like to listen music. And yeah, I'm very excited to join the periods.
Yeah, and we are so excited to have you guys for next year. And as this year comes to an end, we did want to talk about our favorite part of this
I can't
semester.
believe
I know. I know.
this semester went by so
It
fast.
really did.
Yeah,
Real
too
fast.
fast. Too fast.
And for me, well, this is, it kind of just hit me that it's like my last podcast, my last day as a peer ed. I
Aww,
know,
sucks.
but my favorite part of the semester, honestly, is just kind of like soaking in, seeing everyone. Just like my classes have been great this semester. I've enjoyed that and prepping for graduation and just kind of having like that perspective in this semester has just been kind of fun and like I don't know. I've really enjoyed that. I don't know if I have a
Yeah.
whole like favorite part of the semester.
Just
Aww.
the semester.
I know,
Yeah, I
right?
love it.
So fun.
Aw.
I didn't have a favorite part of the semester. I
Yeah.
honestly, school really kicked my butt and I'm really ready to have a break.
Okay.
Yeah, dude.
But I honestly love like rain and thunderstorms. So I'm
Mm.
really loving the
It's
rain
today.
and
Yeah,
thunderstorms
it's your
right now.
favorite day.
Yes,
Was
and
today.
I was like at the top floor of the library. I was looking out the window.
Love,
It was awesome. I had a
love.
great time.
That's amazing. I'm on the other end of the spectrum. This has been my favorite semester so far, like class wise, like not mental health wise, but like class wise. I just have really deeply enjoyed my classes and professors this semester, and I am like genuinely devastated that it's gonna be done. So kind of saying goodbye to some professors I probably won't like have again, which is devastating, or I've taken all of the classes they teach and so I can't take them again.
Begging them
But
for another
literally I'm like
class.
just start something else. Like I don't even care what it is, I'll take it. So yeah, I'm kind of like suppressing those feelings with enjoying spring because it's my favorite season. All the sunshine and warm weather has been
So nice.
incredible. So, you know.
I also have enjoyed all my classes this semester. I'm just getting more in depth for my program. I love that the warm weather and like how flowers are sprouting and just being able to go outside. And just like since I'm a first year period, I just love being part of this team, just knowing each and one of you guys. I just love being able to meet other people and just interact with one another.
We
Oh,
loved such a
it's been
great team. We
fun.
loved
Yes, it's
them.
so fun.
But as the year's coming to an end, we're gonna talk about like our summer plans and our future plans for the next school year. So for me, I'm studying abroad in Spain this summer, which I'm super excited for.
Yeah,
You're
that's
gonna
gonna be
love it.
awesome.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
I'm
Take
jealous.
lots of pictures
Please.
and travel. And, like, honestly, if you don't feel like going out, go out anyways, because you're never going to be there again with, like, in that capacity. My best
True,
advice.
true.
and I also can't believe for next year is going to be my final year of college. I'm going to be doing my internship. Don't know exactly where it is yet,
Yes.
but I'm excited for that.
Yeah,
Thank you.
awesome. For sure.
Sorry. For me, I'm kind of having a kind of crazy busy summer. I graduate in a week and then have a week off and then I start right into grad classes at Michigan
Oh my
State. I
God.
know.
Whoa,
So I'm super excited to be going to Michigan State to continue school for school psychology. So I'll be working towards that. But I do still have a summer. I'll be living at home just for the summer, and I'll be traveling while doing online classes. I'm going to Gulf Shores twice, love, going to Florida. Might be going to Hawaii. I don't know.
Oh, I love
so
Hawaii.
And then I am going to still work, working at good old Pine Rest. Also be nannying. And
ooh,
and then in the fun. Fall, I will be moving. I don't know exactly where yet. Just depends on where my practicum is. But that will be where I will be at. And I will be, of course, listening to the Peer Ed podcast and be supporting from afar wherever I may be.
I'm going to be so sad.
I know.
Yeah, kind of same. I definitely have a busy summer coming up. I am working as a research assistant for my sociology professor that I like love them so much. And I've taken all the classes they teach, so this is like a way I can still like hang out with them. So I'm really excited about that. And it's obviously like online because it's research, so it's very flexible. My family is going to Italy for 3 weeks. We're really excited about that.
Whoa.
You're very, very
I'm
excited.
Jealous.
I've not been. So I love Europe though. So
yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my hosier is performing, and we couldn't get tickets, my friend and I, to the one in Grand Rapids. So we're doing a road trip to Maine because
that's so random.
So hopefully the tickets aren't fake. LOL.
Hey, and, sorry for Grand
Canyon. Right? For real. Yeah. And Sequoia, my dog, and I are prepped and ready, and we're gonna start doing rally trials coming up through AKC and hopefully get some titles. So we're very excited.
That's so fun.
Yeah,
that's
busy.
So fun. Mine's a little less fun. I have zero trips planned. I'm honestly just gonna work, make a lot of trips home to see my mom and my dog and my sister. Yeah, that's literally about it.
Sometimes you just need those summers to just like lay at the pool
for real.
Grand
for real.
I'll be living here over the summer.
So we can hang out.
Yeah.
I'll be here.
Go on a little coffee date or something.
For real.
Go to Midnight Express.
And then you guys, you don't have to share like, you know, a ton, but what are you guys up to this summer?
I personally will be taking a few psychology classes over the summer, so I am excited for that, and just working as well. I don't have anything like exciting places to go either, but I'm just excited to kind of like have less classes and like learn more about like psychology and like more towards like what I'm interested in. So
yeah,
I'm excited for that.
I love that. So fun.
And I'm going to meet my sister after a long time. And she lives in California, and she has a baby who is turning 2 years.
That's awesome.
I miss them, so I'm going to meet them in the summer.
We're in California.
Yeah. It's like Brentwood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's very fun.
So awesome.
Yeah. Yes.
So fun. Are you going there? Or are they coming here?
I'm going there.
Oh, that'd be so fun. I'm jealous of you.
I'm jealous of all these
drives. Yeah, honestly. So am I. Even though it is the end of the year, we are, of course, going to share our mindful moments. Can't forget that.
Of course not.
So this week, we're going to kind of focus on like how we're de-stressing before exams, even though this will probably be out after exams. This is how we're kind of getting through the last few weeks. I personally go on walks almost every single night with my roommates around, like, you guys know the circle.
I do. Yeah. When I lived at
everybody else, literally me and everybody else.
I'm sure. For real.
Yeah. Sorry.
So, like, that was going to be exactly what I was saying. With the warm weather coming out. No, that was literally mine. But I've been doing lots of walks. Especially just obviously with the warm weather, but I feel like just being outside, even just like doing nothing or doing homework outside, there's like so many balconies or just sitting, like the pool isn't open at my apartment, but just sitting in the chairs there. I've just enjoyed like even studying in a space that's not super stressful has been helping me de-stress before exams.
Yeah. I mean, really cool of you guys to steal like both of mine, but it's fine. I've been trying to do more things that are like necessary but outside, so instead of being like, you know, outside is an extra and that's like fun time, like yeah, but you can do some of your required stuff like outside. So I've been doing homework outside, I've been doing my work outside, Sequoia's like training outside,
have
and
you been doing homework in like a hammock?
I have been. Oh. Yeah, I love my hammock. I truly
I need one.
My
I haven't never He's done.
Oh, you do. You do. I live in my hammock. And then, of course, you all know, but going for walks, mm-hmm. my favorite de-stressor. We love the park. Go to the ravines. It's my tip for the end. Go to the ravines.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, I like listening to music, just like de-stressing, like taking a break from my studies. Don't want to like worry about that. And also just like spending time with friends.
For sure.
Just, I think that's the important part. Like just taking breaks from your study, just hanging out with people who are important to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So long story short, everybody go outside right now.
Yeah. Except for Miss Five, babe. Well, as our last podcast of the semester comes to an end, I did want to thank all of the current and the past and our new peer eds for just a really great past 2 years. And everyone that I've worked with, I've really learned so much. And I love talking to you guys all and creating this podcast. I wouldn't change anything about it. And I just wish you all a wonderful end of semester and good luck on exams and have a great summer.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Bye, guys.